Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Caitlin, yes, I was charged $54.97 on my credit card for something that I thought was going to be $7.95. I spoke with someone the other day, and they told me that the charges would be reversed, but they've not been.
What's the zip code?
33461.
And what's your name?
Carol Robbins Garrett.
Thank you. Can you confirm either your email or your mailing address?
It's 2207 Collier Avenue in Lake Worth, Florida, 33461.
Thank you. Okay. So we called in. What did the representative you spoke with say on the line?
She said, okay, I'll cancel your membership. She said something about, oh, you applied for a membership. I said, I did not. I said, it came through a Costco email, or I thought it did, and it said I could order this neck massager thing for $7.95, and I didn't see anything about any sort of membership. And I'm, you know, I have a master's degree, so I don't think that I, like, miss it. It must have been little, teeny, small or something that I didn't see it. I got this stupid little massager thing that's like a round little thing the size of my palm but doesn't even work. And I was told that she would reverse the charges and that would cancel my membership.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's still showing up on my credit card that you're charging me $54.97.
Okay, so when you cancel the account, that does not give you a refund. They just cancel it so you don't get any further charges. And which is what the representative did. She canceled the account for you. It is in the
$54.
It is in the terms and conditions that explains that the product you receive is only shipping and handling, but it's like a basically like a welcoming gift for a factory direct saving store. We can resend another neck massager if that one did not work. But you did agree when you signed up.
I want my $54 back.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that, but it is a valid charge. Your account has
it's
already been canceled.
It's not a valid charge. I should not have been charged. I will seek an attorney, and I will dispute it with my bank. I want my $54.97 back.
Okay,
this
I mean, with the bank, it's
the
still not guaranteed to give you a refund. They have to call in from us and get all the information that we have before they can give you a refund. And if they give it to you first without doing the actual proper steps, they can take it back.
I need my $54.97 back. How can you make that happen? Because I'm not going to pay $54 for a service that I'm not using and for a little thing that's round that fits the size of my palm but doesn't do anything. Either.
Okay, and again, we can send out another one. I can give you a 50%
I don't want
refund as
I don't
a courtesy mail.
I don't want $54 worth of anything. It was supposed to be $7.95.
Yeah, that's not what I stated also, but I did say I can give you a 50% refund due
no,
to
I
the
want
fact
my
that
whole
you're
refund.
Saying. Okay, ma'am, it's a valid, it is a valid charge. So are
it's
you
not.
Stating, okay, so did
so
you,
you
not apply for the,
that
did
I can
you,
speak with?
We follow the same protocol. Did you not apply for the neck massager?
No. What I applied for is said you can get a free neck massager. All you have to do is pay $7.95 shipping. And
mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, it's a neck massager. And the way it looked like it was in the picture was going to be something that, like, would fit across my neck. So this is a little thing that goes in the palm of your hand. It's probably
mm-hmm.
worth 10 cents. And I then see a $54 charge, and I'm like, what the heck is that? Oh, you
mm-hmm.
agreed to do some sort of a shop and save membership. I said, I did not.
Okay,
did
so
not
did you
that.
Ever read anything past the shipping and handling fee when you signed up?
Well, I didn't sign up. It just said.
Well, when you made the purchase.
Costco.
For the terms and conditions, did you.
It wasn't supposed to be a purchase. It wasn't
okay.
supposed to be a purchase. There was no purchase. It
you,
said
made, you made a purchase for the shipping and handling. That was a purchase. That's a transaction. So what I'm
and
saying
that's $7.95, but you charge $54.97.
Yes, ma'am, and that's what I'm trying to explain to you. So I'm asking you, did you read anything past where it told you the shipping and handling in the terms and conditions?
I thought I did. I thought I did.
In that same area, it tells you the amount of that membership fee. It's in the same paragraph.
Well, I don't want it, and I want my money back. And I'm not having a membership, and I don't want a membership, and I want my money back.
Okay, I did offer a 50% refund. Also, because you have access to that gift card, too, because that is $125. So that's why we're doing
There's a 50% refund.
Yes, it is one in your email. If you did not receive one, we can have one resent to you, ma'am. But it should have been sent to your email when you signed up on the 15th of January.
So can I speak with a supervisor, please?
Ma'am, we follow the same protocol. You can't get a refund for something that you agreed to.
Please. I understand. Can I please speak with a supervisor?
Give me 1 second. Thank you for holding. I have your information being sent over to a supervisor. Thank you for calling customer service and have a wonderful day. Just hold 1 minute for that transfer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.